water.
The Russian military is directly responsible for any casualties that its forces, whether they be regular uniformed troops or regulars without insignias, inflict on Ukrainian military members in Crimea. Reports that a Ukrainian military officer was killed yesterday are particularly concerning and fly in the face of President Putin's claim that Russia's military intervention in Crimea has brought security to that part of the Ukraine.
All right, that's the official word from our State Department on the situation in the Ukraine, as you just heard there. That's where we check in first. Plus, we've got this missing plane and some new info, and I know you're formulating opinions. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you're doing well out there. It looks like we might get a break in the weather, at least from the Midwest, the Southeast, and some of the parts of the country that have been just swacked to death with snow, ice, and all kinds of cold, crazy temperatures this really rough winter. Speaking of rough, the Ukraine says, whoa, I give, conceding defeat, pulling troops from the Crimea, saying forget about it, because they realize Russia's takeover is inevitable with the military bases there. And the acting Ukrainian government announced that plan to withdraw from the peninsula, saying we're developing this plan that would enable us not only to withdraw our service people, but also all their families. Just get out of there, period. And what's interesting is while this is happening, there is a massive plea from some of the people in the Ukraine who are worried in Kiev, and the Ukrainian leader of this hopscotch kind of new government that's been hobbled together, saying, hey, America, we urgently need you. We need your help. It's critical in our history. We need diplomatic support from you, good old USA, to restrain the Kremlin from more aggression against our country and to persuade it to relinquish all of its illegal land grab. I mean, this is it. This is the end game. Putin is on a land grab, and this is not a shock or surprise because we're watching it happen. It was just last November that the Ukrainian citizens started to gather on Independence Square because they were upset that the ex-president reneged on what he said he would do all along, that he would sign an association and trade agreement with the European Union. It didn't happen. So now they're caught up in this weird time warp, if you will. I heard it described that way today, and I thought, that's it. They're in a time warp. So they've had 22 years of independence, and that's all getting sucked away. But here's the thing. You're listening to me, many of you, in the good old USA. Should we be on top of this? Is this our problem? How deep do we need to go with the Ukrainians? Since they didn't get the deal with the European Union, this gave Putin the opportunity to go on the move the way he did. So now they're talking about a new parliamentary and presidential election on May 25th. But I check my calendar, and sometimes I'm bad with dates, but it's March 20th. So there is a whole lot of holding off that has to happen of Putin. He authorized the military to kind of invade Crimea, realizing, oh, this is easy. And the Kremlin justified it. And that's it. Done. Slam dunk. So now there's this plea, United States, help us. Please guarantee our borders. We need you. We need you now. Russia says it's acting to protect Russian residents of the Crimea from violence and any kind of oppression from Kiev. So there comes the standoff. In all of the history of that country as an independent state, there's been none of the overwhelming violence or oppression of any Russians or people that spoke Russian. In fact, they say that regardless of nationality, language, religion, all that kind of stuff, that we protect the rights of the citizens. But the Crimea has large Ukrainian and Tatar minorities who are now being absorbed into Russia. So what a mess. They're rearranging the deck chairs in the Ukraine. But what part should the United States play in this? I mean, what kind of aid? What should we do? And I think that this should have been thought out a long time ago. And when I say a long time ago, as this was unfolding back in November. So now, you know, this was already underway. The Crimea was inevitable that was going to happen there. We're down to a G7. No more meeting in Sochi. No more Russia at the table. And conversations about Russia not being part of the START talks. So there's been a rollback on our relationship with Russia. And while this missing plane is going on, and our attentions are in so many other places, this is a big deal. Because always remember, who is writing the check for this? Who's writing the check? The answer is, you and I are. We're writing the check. Because we're the taxpayers. So where are we involved? And where do we not need to be involved? Right now, they're preparing, they're organizing. And they're getting ready to do whatever they think is necessary, or Putin thinks is necessary. And how far are we into this? How deep of a hole will we go into to be part of what's now happening there? To be sure, we will be talking about another black hole, the one that the missing 77 airplane, 777, seems to have been sucked into the void, although there is new information about some big pieces on the Indian Ocean that are being looked at. And guess what? The good old USA is forensically helping at Quantico, going over the flight simulators from that was found in the pilot's place. So Malaysian Airlines, the very latest, which is what's so awesome about being here on the air with you on America Tonight, because we are live. Forget playback everywhere else. Right now, Malaysian Airlines, right now, briefing families about all the information that they have from the Australian government. Has the plane been found? What about these two objects? We're talking about it next on America Tonight. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, oh, please do. You're welcome. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. And we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my life with song. Let me sing forevermore.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight. As I mentioned, big news. And coming up, we're going to talk to Dr. Jane Orion about that. She's someone who's traveled all over the globe and has some thoughts about going through TSA screening, the safety situations there, and this plane. She's never short on opinion, and she certainly has been a welcome guest here before. So she's coming up in our... Or she has been on our show. Actually, she just was on our show earlier. She'll come up a little bit later on the show again in case you missed it because, boy, she had some thoughts on going through TSA screening and what might have happened with this plane. The search for Flight 370 is just, I mean, unbelievable. The amount of information and misinformation and conspiracy theories abound on this one. But here's the new information we have. They've spotted two objects in the Indian Ocean, right, that they think are related to the flight. And that's what the Australian Prime Minister released. So you've got all these people who are worried, family members who want to know more. They found a piece that was about 78 feet. And, you know, you start thinking in your head, 78 feet, are you thinking... You know, that's the largest object. And so what is that? Though it was bobbing up and down. If it's a piece of a plane that big, it could be the tail section. I was thinking at first maybe wing, but that the height of it, the way it was what they're talking about, the dimensions, I think that means tail. The tail of a Boeing 777, I looked it up, it's 60 feet. So they're saying 79 feet long. And this kind of raises the hope of finding parts of the plane after this huge search, now in the 13th day. So previous reports of debris found in the sea turned out to be not related to the passenger jet. Because remember, lots of things wash up in the sea, lots of pieces of things and that kind of thing. But the Australian Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, announced to the House of Representatives in Canterbury on Thursday that this was happening, that they've been at the forefront of the hunt for the missing plane in this one area of the southern Indian Ocean. And there have been so many starts and dust-ups and false leads and everything else that they believe the Prime Minister, I think about this, the Prime Minister would not come forward saying this kind of stuff if they didn't feel pretty certain or pretty positive that they've got a piece of the plane. I mean, I think that's the breaking news here. And Malaysian Airlines said it's not going to be sending representatives or family members to Perth until the objects are 100% confirmed as plane debris. But they were captured on satellite, and then this is how Australia decided they were going after this. And we're talking about a search area that spans about 3 million square miles. And it's somewhere, it's most likely somewhere in the southern Indian Ocean. That's what we've been saying. And it's out of the normal shipping lanes, out of the commercial flight patterns, and there's no islands there. But still, until it is 100% identified. That's why I think there's a good chance of this, though, because I don't think the Prime Minister gets in the middle of this, gets on record, addresses the people in his country by thinking this is just, a probability. And once they get the eyes on all of this, then they're going to have these buoys mark the place and transmit the location. The Malaysian Navy has 6 Navy ships with 3 helicopters heading to the southern Indian Ocean to be part of that search. And this is new hope. There may be verification. So if nothing else, if this isn't the outcome the families wanted, at least they would know, and it's not dragged out any further. And let's see what these people at Quantico say. The forensic lab, the best in the world, and they're looking at a copy of the hard drive and a copy of the hard drive from the computer of the co-pilot, too, to see if they can come up with anything. And usually to analyze and get all that data takes a little bit, even if you're fast, takes a little bit of time, but they're trying to rush it as fast as they can to see if they can come up with anything. You know, whatever's nefarious, if they were in cahoots, if they were trying to bring the plane down or whatever it might be. So, computer drives, all of that, and what will be the final outcome of this? If the pieces look to be what they are, then the final outcome is that plane is gone. And it's somewhere in the bottom of the Indian Ocean, and they're looking for more pieces or wreckage or, you know, whatever. And then piece together the answer from that. But boy, you had a lot of people on this. You had about, I think, 60 ships, 50 different kinds of planes, helicopters, that kind of stuff in the search. I mean, this is a lot of manpower, not just through the U.S., but through other countries, too. And they're hoping that there's going to be progress because the families are freaking out. I mean, they had cameras on them, and they are frustrated. They're saying that the Malaysians are withholding information. And they actually staged a protest at the Kuala Lumpur Hotel where the media covering the search are staying. So the security guards came in. They removed them through a throng of reporters, dragging one woman as she screamed and saying, "I don't care what your government does, I just want my son back." So the agony of the wait is starting to crush these families, I'm sure. And they're hoping that there's some kind of a break here in this. that this may be the break they're looking for if, in fact, they go through the data, they find out any information there, but also if they found pieces of it, then they're going to have a site. And they're going to be able to look further. Wow. Better to know than, I think, than to not have any information and speculate. I mean, if they're briefing the families about the information because they see the families are freaking out, they wouldn't be doing it if it was a nothing burger. If it was more of the same, oh, well, we think and the theory is and da-da-da. I think that they're going to call this and say, this is what we found, this is why we're all headed in this direction, and we're hoping that we're going to be able to find more. We're hoping that we're going to be able to find your loved one, frankly. That's what it's going to come down to, if this is correct in what they've got. All right, bracket time, March Madness. Brandon Lang is coming up here on America Tonight. And Brandon Lang, if you're not familiar with him, there's a movie called Two for the Money. Matthew McConaughey, who just won an Academy Award, played Brandon Lang in the movie. And it did a pretty good job of it. But Brandon breaks down all the games and the odds of certain things happening, because you may be squeezing in the last minute fill-in of the bracket to try to get that $1 billion. Or maybe you're just playing for fun in your office pool for a couple of bucks, and that's the only reason why, but otherwise you're not paying attention to it. He's got some good information that can help you if you third shifters and others are listening and trying to get this done before the first game start, which is Thursday, by the way, so you don't have a lot of time on this. Also this hour, fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. Fruits and nuts, shred it and bingo. We invite Nathan Reeder into the house with us, and we go through a couple of interesting stories and see what he thinks of some of the stories that we've been talking about here on ATN. And we're never short of material, are we, folks? Never. Whether it's things being bungled in Washington and unhappy campers with what's rolling out with Obamacare, which they say now the premiums are going to be higher, go up more than 10%. Boy, you may see some protests on Washington. You might see some big protests coming up. You mess with a premium and you mess with the deductibles. And once you need that little card in your pocket, then all bets are off. All bets are off. All right, so Brandon's up next. You don't want to miss him. He's terrific here on America Tonight.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Yeah? you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
About besides free agency in the NFL and hey, football rules, I get it, I'm all about that. But we have March Madness, and we can really dig in, I think, in March Madness. Who better to have on the show? I love this guy. Brandon Lang is awesome. BrandonLang.com. He gives you the skinny on everything. Brandon, as always, good to have you on the show.
Kate, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And as my boy says, the Academy Award. All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
All right, so you got to give us some of that knowledge. Pass it on. People love you listening to America Tonight because you are so you're so dead on so often when you come on the show. You give us great inside skinny on things. And a lot of people, we know this, don't really know much about college hoops. They're not following it. They're just trying to play the eeny, meeny, miny, moe scenario, even if they're betting. But somebody told me, and I'll get your take on this, that you follow Vegas on this, follow the odds. Is that true?
To a certain degree. Most certainly, if you follow the odds last year, you would never have gotten Florida Gulf Coast. So when you do your bracket, you ask yourself the first question, what's your first number one seed to fall out. Because you know, and I know, all four number one seeds, for the most part, never make it to the final four.
Yeah.
So you have to figure out, and I always feel two of them aren't making it. So my question is, who makes it? And for me, it's Florida and Wichita State. Wichita State returned six of the top seven players from a team that went to the Final Four last year. You look at Wichita State, not only have they won every game this year, but if I were to ask you what college basketball team had the best against the spread record, meaning made people the most money in Vegas, it was Wichita State. They went 24-6 against the spread. So here's a team that not only won, but they beat Vegas 24 of 30 times. And so here they are again, not many people counting them to get to the Final Four. I do. I think we're destined for a rematch against Louisville. I think they'll handle their business there. I believe Wichita State, your number one from the Midwest, and Florida from the South. Arizona, because they're of a six-man, seven-man rotation, I just believe they're going to run out of gas. And, of course, in the East, Virginia's had a great year, but I don't think they match up very well with Michigan State. Virginia's great defensively. They're a little challenged offensively. And as you advance in this tournament, you've got to be able to put the ball in the basket. And I believe that will be Virginia's downfall. So with all that being said, figure out what number one seeds aren't going to get there. At least two of them aren't. Then start to work from your 16 seeds down and ask yourself the question, where's my upset going to be? Because I can assure you that after the first two rounds, if I come on your radio show next week, we will talk about the 12 seed that upset a 5. We'll talk about a 13 that upset a 4. We'll talk about a 14 that upset a 3. And you'll be like, wow, did you ever see that coming? Well, you should see it coming because it's going to happen. You just have to figure out who it's going to be. Last year, Florida Gulf Coast was that 15 seed that beat a 2 seed in Georgetown. And nobody saw that coming at all. So can we have another 15 seed? Maybe Kansas stumbles being a man down. Maybe Michigan stumbles against a Wofford team that returns all nine players, their top nine players from last year. Could Michigan stumble? So you could have an Eastern Kentucky or a Wofford make some noise. So keep an eye on those two right there. And then you got to figure the 14, the 12, the 13, the 12, the 11, and then the 10 seeds. And other than that, focus on what your Final Four is, because that's where you get the majority of your points. Final Four, championship game, and then a champion.
Yeah, boy, that's a good way to do it for sure. You've done this a few times. The Midwest, is that the toughest of all to try to predict? I mean, you said it, Wichita State, but is it the toughest?
Yeah, they didn't do Wichita State any favors, you know, and they thought about it just the top of their bracket. The winner of Kentucky, Kansas State, although I don't think Wichita State's going to have a problem. It's a young Kentucky team, and Kansas State doesn't match up with Wichita State. So they're destined for a matchup with Louisville, although I think that if NC State, who beat Xavier, beat St. Louis, they're going to give Louisville some fit in the round of 32, mark my words, because that NC State team's playing some great basketball right now. And then on the bottom of that bracket, you're going to have a Duke team coming out, and if Michigan gets by Wofford, but it's the upper part of that bracket. If they get by Louisville, put them in the Final Four, because I don't see anybody in the bottom of the Midwest beating Wichita State.
Yeah. Do you think if somebody's playing this and they're just cherry-picking, okay, they filled out brackets for fun and all that, but then, now they want to make money on this. They're going, because you know this too, Vegas, there is no bigger time to be in Vegas, and that's, I think, because people do reunions and guys fly in and out, depending on when it is. But besides the Super Bowl, isn't this the biggest time for Vegas?
It is the biggest, because it's collectively four straight days of wagering mania. I've said for years, there's three things people should do, many things people should do, but three on the top of your bucket list, advised by me, is everybody should skydive. If you've never skydived, I'm telling you, to free fall in the sky looking at the ground for 50 seconds is as euphoric as of something you'll feel. And if you're scared, tandem jump with the instructor who you're tandem to him, and it's the same effect. It's unbelievable. Number two, have a baby. Experience something you created with someone and have it come out of the womb and experience that feeling right there. Three, get to Vegas for the first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, because it is euphoric. Grown men. men crying on buzzer beaters, falling on the ground, rolling over like a child, ripping up their tickets. And this goes on from 9 a.m. in the morning till 9 p.m. at night. It is something everybody who likes sports, likes watching sports, should experience in a lifetime.
I love that. I love the bucket list. That's beautiful. The and I agree with you on the whole Vegas thing too. I've been there, I've done it, and I've seen it, and it is insane. I mean, it really is. It's crazy. And that's one thing earlier in the season, if you're a fan of some team or you went to whatever XYZ school, if you go to the sports books, they'll put on whatever crummy conference or whatever. If you ask them to do it, they'll do it for you.
Yep, they
very,
will.
Very cool.
It really is. It's a, there's many other things. Every male out there should have one date in their life with an exotic dancer, and every female out there should at least have one lap dance from an exotic dancer. Those are two more things on the bucket list for males and females.
I love it. Oh, I see a movie in this one. That's so good. If you're playing, you talked about where you pick up the points, but if you're playing these early rounds and you're just doing it purely, you know, you're betting, you're not, you feel that you're bracket and all that, and there's some aspects of money to that, but I mean, actually going to the casino and wagering, or in another way, let's say, if you're doing this, is a parlay the way to go? Is it better spread it out, or no, just one by one?
Well, I've said this for years. Do parlays if you want. Have some fun with parlays, but don't ever let parlays exceed what you bet on your best bet, because most of the time, people who wager can pick the best bet. They can hit the one game they really like. The problem is they bet eight other games they really like, and then they lose the eight other games when their best bet, because they bet more on the other games, they lose. How many times I talk to guys and say, yeah, I have one game I loved and I bet it and I lost four parlay, lost money. Don't ever let the other little golly gaga things that you do exceed what you do with your best bet, because most of the time people can hit 6 out of 10 with their best bets. Problem is people like, you know, quantity and not quality. And in a tournament like this, you want to have a 2-team parlay in the early games. You want to have a 3-team parlay in the midday. You want to have the 4-teamer at night. You want the action. You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall. So this tournament just forces you to want action all day. The brackets aren't enough, but I always say treat it as a game by game basis. If you want to do parlays, never let them exceed your best bet.
Yeah, besides, I mean, obviously you're football crazy too, but besides football, and I said this at the top, this is the second best thing. Gambling wise, is this the biggest thing to the NFL, second biggest thing to the NFL?
For me, it is. You know, I'm honest enough to come on and say I got tricked by Peyton Manning in Denver, and for only the third time in my life, I lost the Super Bowl, and life goes on, and then I lost the week after the Super Bowl to compound things, and all of a sudden, I caught fire. And I've won 5 straight weeks in college basketball. It's been only college basketball. I don't touch the NBA till the playoffs. And I've been dialed in on a level that I mean, in my last 20 years of doing this for a living, I've really been dialed in on a level that I haven't tapped into in over 20 years. All I've released is underdog. I think of my last, you know, 5 straight winning weeks, my last 35 picks, 33 of those 35 have been underdogs. And I've cashed a lot of dogs to win 5 straight weeks. So this is a dog promoted tournament. I got some dogs that I love tomorrow. I got some dogs I love on Friday. Then they reshuffle the deck, give us a new dealer, and we're back on another shoot of blackjack. So we're ready to roll. We're dialed in. My bracket's up on the website, brandlang.com. You can go there and see it. All my other handicappers have their bracket up. If you want to mix and match and see what they did. It's been a great basketball product at my website. I'm proud of it. I'm proud of my guys. And I think we're going to have a great tournament.
Boy, I agree. All right, Brandon, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Kate.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I needed somewhere to hang my head without showing news. You gave me something that I didn't have, but had no use. I was too weak to give in, too strong to lose. My heart is under arrest again, but I break loose.
Here on ATN, because it involves pulling Nathan Reeder into the womb here of the faraway satellite facility of America Tonight while he is nestled in the mothership. And this is a segment we like to call Fruits and Nuts, Shredded and Bingo.
Bingo!
I never get tired of that. I know it's so silly. All right, Nathan, how you doing?
So good.
So good. Yeah, so good to be alive, isn't it?
Woo!
A friend of mine said one time, Nathan, take this to heart when you have a bad day. Any day above ground, listen, is a good day, and let's start there.
Yep.
Isn't that true? All right, so here we go. This is our first story that I happen to come across, and it's probably widely being reported now because these kinds of things really seem to explode. But this comes to us from Hempstead. The Hempstead School Board won't renew the contract of a principal who's instructed her students not to speak Spanish in a district where more than half of the students, like many Texas schools, there are lots of Hispanic students. So at the Hempstead Middle School, the principal, Amy Lacey, was placed on paid administrative leave in December after announcing through the intercom that students were not to speak Spanish on the school's campus. The population of this rural area, about 50 miles northwest of Houston, give or take, is heavily Latino. And Latino advocates say it's important to allow Spanish in the public schools. Specifically, one of the League of United Latin American Citizens, Region 18, said when you start banning aspects of ethnicity or cultural identity, it sends the message that the child is not wanted. We don't want your color. We don't want your kind. Then they tend to drop out early. So, what do you think, Nathan? Fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo that this principal, Amy Lacey, was put on administrative leave because she told the students they weren't supposed to speak Spanish on the campus, that they were supposed to speak English.
I think I'm going to go with fruits and nuts, because where does the motivation for that come from? I mean, to stop the kids from speaking Spanish. I don't understand.
Right, meaning that if they grow up in homes where they speak Spanish, but they can speak English too. And I think that there's the problem. If you're in a place, if you're in a district in the United States where the kid is raised in a household where they're not learning any English and then they're going to schools, that's problematic. If you are in a district where you grow up speaking both languages, which, by the way, would be super advantageous, then it's different, because if you're going to be there and you're going to speak Spanish, but you speak fluent English, then that's a little bit different. In this district, is that the case? Is it the case that the kids are just using their Spanish, but they also speak fluent English? I used to be married to a guy whose family escaped, and they're great people, his family. They escaped Cuba. They had somebody help them. You know, I mean, they did the whole thing legally, but it was a nightmare. My father-in-law was almost killed, and they got into the country, and he had a hard time learning English, but he did. And they spoke Spanish a lot, but they spoke English, fluent English. And, of course, the kids were bilingual and spoke English first and then also knew Spanish. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting flip-flop that we've seen in the country, because it can go the other way, and it's brutal when it goes the other way, too. So, it just depends on, for me, I guess it would be shredded. I'd have to have more knowledge on what was happening in the school district and what was going on there. Okay, this one, Nathan, how about this? You know, the Obamas, it doesn't matter what your persuasion is, if you're Democrat, Republican, whatever, but because the most liberal person I know that covers the White House has said this, the Obamas, when they came into the White House, said, we're going to be the most transparent presidency you've ever seen, and that's because they would say there was so much secrecy in the previous administration, they didn't want to be that way. So check this out. The First Lady, Michelle Obama, is going to be with her kids and her mother on a trip to China, which already started, but she's not going to be accompanied by the press. So the White House is defending the First Lady bringing her family along for the ride by saying it's what the Chinese would want. So because there's some criticism of having to pay for that and bringing the family. But no, it's non-political and all of that, and it's about education, they say. But no interviews, nothing. She's not going to give any interviews when she's there, and no press was along. Normally, you always have the press with you. So this has some controversy now to it. What do you think, Nathan? Fruits and nuts, shredded or bingo?
Hmm. That's another hard one. I almost want to say shred it because, I mean, all of the different presidential families and the things that they've wasted, and I mean, it's, of course they're not going to be as completely transparent as they suggested, but I mean, if they are going to be the family and going to have to go do stuff, well, I guess they can claim it is educating themselves for the benefit of America. So, yep, shred it. I'm there.
Shred it. Here's what I say from their perspective. From their perspective, well, what are you going to do about it? You know, if they say, sorry, there's no press, this is what we're doing. We're just going there, we're just having conversations, and we're not going to have any press with us. We're just not having any press this time. So it might create some bad relationship problems, but it is true. Other people in the White House have done that before. So you got to look at that. Listen, there are the crazy jaunts to New York and some other things I could look at, but I think this thing, who cares? I mean, it is kind of a who cares, except for now we see what's going on, and maybe that's part of the reason why, because of what's happening with Russia, you know, how close are we keeping our relationship with China? All right, how about this one? Now that baseball is here, Nathan, what's happened is it's almost time for opening day, and because we had these lingering winners, like in Chicago, the Chicago White Sox, they have to thaw out the fields to get ready for opening day. The brutal winters have hurt the fields, so they're sitting there with hair dryers, pumping hot air onto the fields and thawing them out. And there's a handful of stadiums that are in this predicament. Fruits and nuts, shred it, or bingo.
Man, so these are so funny. I'm definitely going with bingo because what else are you going to do, man? Give the people what they want.
Exactly. Well, they're not going to play on the ice and the snow, but that's what's happening. It's the craziest thing ever. I mean, they are literally pumping hot air onto the field in Chicago, especially is the best example, and crews have been chipping away at the ice near the right field line with shovels because opening day is less than 2 weeks away. And they say they have never seen anything like this, where the frost is, you know, this is like permafrost, and they've got 30 inches of it, and they've got to figure out a way to get rid of it. So groundskeepers all over baseball are scrambling to help the ballparks recover from months of snow, freezing temps that left the fields looking more like they were ready for cross-country skiing, they say, than for bats and balls and the great game of baseball. All right, successfully completed another fruits and nuts, shred it or bingo.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.